The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. 235 South is very heavy heading onto K96. Expect delays approaching 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
It's a control C, control V, or in other words, copy and paste forecast today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again. A high of 78, south winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds, south winds, and upper 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing late tomorrow. A high of 75, continued breezy. Mostly cloudy, warmer on Thursday. Highs in the low 80s with evening thunderstorms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Odyssey sports draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to have you here with us on a Tuesday. Hey, you want to win some HTO? You can do it right now. Text the keyword T to the short code 20357 and get yourself a free cup of tea at either East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby. We've got the new Sweet Paloma tea at the two Wichita locations. You can show off your East Side or West Side pride. We just rolled out two new mixes, one out East, simply the East Side, one out West, the West Side. There are two unique flavors to each one, and you can go try them. Try both. Paul, do you, you go into HTO and let us know which one you like the most.
Okay,
which,
I'll do that.
Which side are you? Are you East Side or are you West Side? Which side do you claim?
Well, for the longest time, I was a West Sider because there was no East Side. And, you know, we make special trips. I mean, there's a long way to go. I live pretty far east.
No, I mean in general. I mean in general.
Oh, in life. Well, East Side, because there's a lot of times I'm out at, you know, Cabela's or there's a lot of activity on Greenwich. So whenever I'm out there, and particularly Joe Rocco and I, we used to go whenever we were out in that area. Joe always wanted to go by and, you know, and get some tea and he loved the peach. There was a peach. You have a peach something. But anyway, that was the tea he always enjoyed. We'd go every time we were out there. Guess where we'd go? You got it. HTO.
Heck yeah. Well, we appreciate it. I just didn't know. When you first moved, when I first moved here, coming up on, 12 years ago.
No way.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
This first thing anybody asked you, East Side or West Side? And when I first was asked that question, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, what do you mean East Side or West Side? I don't know. Well, I remember when we moved here, we didn't know where we were. I think technically, well, I guess we would have been, when we first moved here, we would have been close to South Side, but because we were south of Kellogg, but just south of Kellogg. I don't know what we would have qualified as, but it's funny. We're just like, what are you crazy people talking about? Now I'm so into it too. I'm like, hey, which side do you claim? East Side or West Side? Like, what do you do? I think it's a fun rivalry. So that was the intent, is to lean into that fun rivalry a little bit at HTO. So go try the East Side and the West Side. Tell us what you think. They're both really good, by the way. Those creations came. We just asked the staff. It was like, hey, you know, staff, like, What do you see customers making, or what do you guys make when you're working and they get a free cup and they're working? Like, what are you mixing together? Like, what's your favorite? That's how those two flavors were born. So they're kind of staff inspired, which is kind of fun. All right, Paul, let's talk more about the NFL draft. We've really discussed the Chiefs a lot over the last 2 weeks on this. We haven't really talked a lot about Fernando Mendoza. There have been drafts like this where the first pick, it's, you know, you don't have that headline quarterback that jumps off the screen at you. What do you, just generally speaking, what do you think of Mendoza as a prospect?
Well, I think he's a great prospect. Would I put him up with a lot of the other prospects that have come through? Let's say, how about, you know, maybe a Caleb Williams, maybe a Bo Nix or a Drake May, or somebody.
Where would you have liked him up against that class, which has been just littered with great quarterbacks?
I think he would have probably been in the bottom third. I think
of the first round guys,
right, maybe, yeah. So, but would he have been in the first round? Yeah, I think he probably would have been. I mean, yeah. He had a lot of success, and it's obvious he's a leader. That team looked to him. He was their de facto coach on the field. So there's a lot of great things to say about him. You know, he threw a good ball, you know, but he also had pretty good protection, so it made it a lot easier for him to shine and show his stuff. And he was able to do that. But am I bullish on him? Yeah. I think at this point, why wouldn't I think he could be a very successful, you know, NFL quarterback?
In 6 years, he's going to be the quarterback of the Raiders.
How many years?
Six.
Golly, I think it's going to be before that. For all I know.
No. I mean, do you think he – I guess I'm just asking, like, is he their quarterback of the future? 6 years from now, are we sitting here talking about Fernando Mendoza as just, you know – quarterback of the Raiders. What's his ceiling?
I think so. But here's the caveat. Can you protect him? Can you keep him, you know, upright?
You better believe
you keep him in the pocket? Does he have to pop out of the pocket and survive? And you know, does he have to operate out in space when he doesn't want to? Those are the questions that I'd be able to really answer for you if I knew what the answer to that was. So a lot of it's going to be on protection. That is so huge for a young quarterback. If you can get protection and have the ability to look downfield, then you're going to be just fine. But if you're looking, you know, your peripheral vision is out to that edge, who's coming this side? Who's coming that side? What's the situation in the middle? Do I have to step up into the pocket to avoid the pass rush on the edge? Is somebody getting pushed in the middle where I can't step up? So, you know, if you have those thoughts running through your mind as a quarterback at this level, then you've got a quarterback that's going to be ineffective. But a lot of that won't be his fault. That'll be, you know, offensive coordinator, you know, offensive line, a running back that can sit in the pocket and help protect, those kind of things. So those have to come into consideration as well, if you know what I mean.
I do. I do. And that was their problem last year. You know, we saw him take Ashton Jeanty, and he just never had a chance because their offensive line was so, so bad.
That's right.
I'm with you on that.
Tom Brady would have not that much more. Do you think Tom Brady would take the Raiders in the last couple of years and take them to a Super Bowl? I don't think so.
It's a funny name you bring up, Tom Brady, as he is part owner of the Raiders.
Well,
Mendoza's an interesting guy. He is all football, right? All football. He's not into the flash, the glitz, the glare. He's not going to the first round, Paul. He's not going to the draft. He's going to be in, I think, Miami with his family.
Does that make you suspicious, gathering? Jacob?
What's that, Max?
Does that make you suspicious? I asked Paul this. Does that make you suspicious that he's not going? Do you think he could pull an Elway or an Eli? Maybe he doesn't want to go
and
to
not
Las
go
Vegas.
To the Raiders? Yeah. No, I don't think. No, he'll go to the Raiders. I just don't think he doesn't profile the way. And I don't have any problem with this. In fact, it maybe makes me like him more. But it is interesting. I cannot imagine the league is thrilled that Fernando Mendoza doesn't want to go to the draft in Pittsburgh. Now, I think I get it. Like, I'd probably rather watch at a big family party than go walk the stage and give Roger Goodell a hug. But when you're talking about the first pick of the draft, there's a lot of optics involved there, Paul. Does it make you wonder, and I, Max, I don't think it has anything to do with, does he want to go to the Raiders? I think he's fine with that. What it makes me wonder is, does he like the spotlight? Is he okay with the spotlight? Because when you're going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, you're going to get the spotlight. Now, Indiana was very good. They won a national championship. They did all those things. He simply might just say, I'd rather hang out with my family than a bunch of dudes I don't know. It's interesting, though. It is interesting.
Yeah.
He said, I saw him do his interview circuit yesterday, and he was like, I can bring like 12 people to Pittsburgh. I got a big family. I want to be with all of them. And I get that. I wouldn't disagree with that, right? Uh-huh. I would probably feel the same way. But I still don't know if I'd say, sorry, NFL, I'm not going to be there at one of your biggest days of the year when I'm going to be the number one overall pick.
Well, let me be truthful. I kind of like it. I mean, here's a young man who knows where he needs to be. And if he can't get all of his family members to where they need to be, and maybe he's got family members that can't travel, he says, you know something? My family's more important than some optics with the draft. I'm going to get enough attention as it is being a number one pick, particularly going to a place of flash, by the way. You want to talk about flash? Vegas is it. And I don't need to go there right now. I'll have plenty of time in Las Vegas to do my thing and be around the flash and the press and all that. You know, it's kind of important to me that I have family members where I need to be. Some may not be able to travel. I'm going to go be with them. Jacob, I kind of like it. I kind of respect it. Not only, well, it's not I kind of respect it. I do respect it. You know something? I get it. I understand it. I know you understand it. If it was you, and that was a decision you had to make, I get you as well. I know you well enough to know that would be a decision you just might make. But I kind of like it. If you want to know the truth, you know, the flash and all that stuff of the NFL draft gets to you anyway. And by the way, by the time the first round's over and you've made your appearance and all that, it's over. They'll have an occasional flash to you while you're there and that kind of thing, an occasional interview. But, man, you know, the night's over for you. One pick in, and it's we got other things to take care of. And it'll be other young men's time to have fun. I get it. I kind of like it.
Okay. I don't dislike it either. I don't dislike it. It's just surprising is all, right? Just a little surprising, to be perfectly honest with you,
mm-hmm.
that he's willing to and able to make a decision like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting is all. It's surprising is all. And the only thing, because I kind of like it too. I don't like it or dislike it as far as he can make whatever decision he wants. But it's just like, can he handle what's coming with the spotlight of that pick?
Oh, you know, yeah. What I mean? He doesn't have a clue yet, but he will. I mean, he'll, you know,
like,
maybe.
Can you handle, and I heard him say to somebody, because he did an interview circuit yesterday, you know, he's like, I'll welcome in any cameras that the draft wants to bring in or whatever will be the most accommodating. It really is. I just want to hang with my family. Then, okay. Like, all right, fine. Okay. I just wonder. He's quiet-natured, right, a little bit. Is he going to be okay with the spotlight of being in the number one? Because they're not going to be very good. You know, they're not a great team out there in Vegas right now. I'll tell you, though, the way that the Raiders are going about this, I do think they're doing it the right way. They have to help the line. But, man, they bring it in Kirk Cousins. I love that. Paul, we haven't talked about that on this show, I don't think. They're bringing in Kirk. Kirk Cousins looks like Fernando Mendoza. Put them side by side. Like, they look alike. Their personalities are kind of similar. I think that was one of the smarter moves of the offseason. Now, if you're the Raiders can get Mendoza in there, because I don't think the line's going to be very good out of the gates. They don't have a lot of talented pass catchers. They did get Ginty. If the Raiders can really be patient and let's say hold off for the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season with Mendoza, I don't know if they'll be able to go the way the Chiefs did with Mahomes, but with Kirk Cousins, maybe they can. You know, Alex Smith was a really good quarterback. It was easier to sit on Mahomes because Smith is good. If Cousins can reclaim some of it and you have no pressure to play Mendoza early in this season, I think it could work. I don't love Mendoza as a prospect. I don't dislike him as a prospect. I wouldn't have taken him over Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't have taken him over Caleb Williams for sure. Who am I forgetting? I would have taken him right there. He would have been around where Bo Nix was for me. You know, J.J. McCarthy. So maybe, Drake May was intriguing enough. I'm not sure I would have taken him over May. But May was, May we didn't know a lot about, but he was such an athlete that it's like, okay. Yeah, so maybe fourth, maybe somewhere around where McCarthy went, I guess. I don't know who. I probably would have leaned McCarthy, which looks like it's going to be the wrong answer on that. But I like what the Raiders are doing. You bring in Cousins. You let Cousins sit there with him. These two seem like they're wired kind of the same way. This won't be like when Cousins got paired with Penix. You know, Cousins got the rug pulled out from underneath him on the Penix deal, signed for this huge contract, and then they go draft a quarterback in the top 15 or whatever it was. Like, wait, what? He's going to the Raiders, Paul, and he knows Mendoza's the future, right? You're Kirk Cousins, and you make that call. They're taking Mendoza number one. You know it's going to happen.
That's right.
So I do like that for him. What about Ty Simpson?
What about
the next quarterback on everybody's list? Is this as bad a quarterback class as we've seen? I don't know when the last time we saw one. The year maybe Kenny Pickett, oddly, that we're in Pittsburgh. Like, we've seen some quarterback classes where you're like, eek. Is this one of those, or do you think Simpson and Mendoza have a chance to be good? You said Mendoza, yes. What do you think about Simpson for Alabama?
I really am not sure. That's a very good question. I mean, he certainly doesn't get much press. We certainly don't know a lot about, what's going on with him. We certainly don't know where he's going to get drafted or by who. And who you're drafted by has a lot to do with how much success you may or may not have. But this is a very unique class. Because there are just very few quarterback, really quality type prospects. And that's an interesting thing about this. But I have no idea. I have no idea about Simpson. I do not know. I don't know. Do you have a feel for it?
No, I think he's probably a little – I'd be totally fine taking a risk on him if I was a team.
Well, there's not enough quarterbacks. Somebody will take a risk.
That's what I mean. Like, I think he's intriguing enough to say, yeah, I could take him in the, late first, maybe second round as a prospect and a project. And
well, I don't know about the first.
I don't think, but I'll tell you.
I don't know about that.
Watching him, like, I'm not seeing. It depends on what I have and what I need. Like, if I've got an older. See, that's the thing. I kind of like him if you can get him as. No pressure to step in and start right away and just see, but that you can't do that if you're taking him, in the first round. But I'm trying to think of a good example of a team that would be like let's say the Cowboys took him in the second round and he didn't play for a year or two, kind of the Jordan Love thing. I'd probably be okay with that. But taking him to step in and be your starter right away, I'm not sure. How about the Steelers? By the way, Paul, the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? They're hosting the draft this year. We don't know who their quarterback's going to be next year. They're in the same limbo they continue to be in. They hadn't had a quarterback in what feels like forever. They pick at 21. Ty Simpson an option for them?
Well, something? That does sort of make sense.
I mean, I think you're overdrafting him at that point. But at some point, the Steelers have to find a long-term answer at quarterback.
Here again, there's the problem with the Steelers is that there's the good possibility that they're going to take an edge player. There's an excellent possibility. There's so many edge players that I can almost make that statement about a lot of teams.
Well, you get some of the other names we mentioned kind of falling down into that territory. They need a lot. The Steelers need a lot. They're making their change. It's not Tomlin anymore. So, for 20 years, we've seen the Steelers follow a philosophy. It ain't Mike Tomlin anymore.
That's for sure.
What's the philosophy going to be now this year?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think with regards to the Steelers taking a quarterback, it's probably going to be you need some experience at quarterback. Steelers have it. They have it already on the roster. Yeah, I'll be a little surprised if the Steelers would take. There's so many good players still in this first round.
You want to see Rodgers again for them?
Well, that is a good question.
Is it not juicy? It's almost too juicy for a McCarthy-Rodgers reunion. I kind of want it to happen.
That's a good question. That is a good question. That is a good question.
I kind of want it to happen. I don't think it's going to, but Mike McCarthy's the coach now.
No.
Can we get Rodgers McCarthy just for a little drama there?
I think it could be interesting.
I'm not going to be surprised if the Steelers don't take quarterback here.
There you go.
But I'd take that storyline. I'd take that drama. Can we get Rodgers, a young quarterback to push him, and Mike McCarthy all in the same place?
Gotcha.
I was a Mike Tomlin guy. I really enjoyed Mike Tomlin. I, as a rule, don't really like the Steelers. And now it's like, it could all blow up, and I think it'd be entertaining. As a fan, I have no problem with this. I have a lot of respect for the Steelers organization. But, they're one of those teams that challenges and wins a bunch of Super Bowls. So, they're a little bit of a bad guy, I'd say, in the NFL a little bit. They certainly are if Rodgers is back there. All right. LeBron James, is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy in this year's NBA playoffs? We'll ask Paul next. He's got some thoughts as we get the NBA underway.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.